This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Government raises price of raw milk by 9 rupees per liter. Foreign tourists increasing on the streets of Tamil and police officers taken hostage in Colombia freight. Now the news in detail. The government had raised the price of raw milk to 65 rupees from 56 rupees per litre. Unveiling the latest decisions of the cabinet yesterday, government spokesperson and communications minister Rekha Sharma said the price of raw milk had been increased by 9 rupees per litre. The government raised the price of milk at a time when the farmers were complaining that they could not get the appropriate price for raw milk. Although the distribution of smart driver's license has been started to make them technology-friendly, service users are forced to face problems due to technology. Head of Transport Management Office, Ekantakuna Rajkumar Kapali, said the problem with the old license may have happened due to a software problem. Kapali said people are renewing their permits, but there is a problem that is not visible in the system because of technology. According to Transport Management Office, 80% of the traditional problems of the office have been solved. It is said that there is a plan to solve these problems by 2080 Bikram Sambat. Foreign tourists are gradually starting to appear in Tamil, the major tourist hub in the federal capital Kathmandu. With the reappearance of large number of tourists in the streets of Tamil, tourism entrepreneurs are hoping for a revival of their business severely hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. President of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, Tan Nilhari Bastola, said the tourism sector of Nepal, which has been suffering since the corona pandemic for a long time, is happy with the arrival of tourists. Lack of rain has worried farmers growing maize in the hilly areas of Udaipur. Farmers in this region are dependent on rainwater for maize cultivation. Jit Bahadur Rai of Triyuga Municipality 16 recalls similar problem plaguing the maize farmers 6 years ago. According to Agriculture Knowledge Center Udaipur, nearly 60% of the farmers in the three municipalities and four rural municipalities, including Triyuga, Katari Belka, and Chaudandi municipalities and Rotamai, Udaipur Gadi, Lim Chungbung and Tapri municipalities are involved in maize cultivation. An agricultural fair is going to be organized in Palpa on March 13 to promote agricultural production and marketing of agri-produce. The fair is being organized by Agriculture Service Center, Damkada, Madan Pokhara, Sangam Cooperatives, Krishi Mela Consumer Committee, with the major theme of participation in agricultural and of independency. Ward Chair of Tansin 9, Rajesh Kumar Aryal, said the fair is intended to encourage farmers to become a resort to commercial farming and thereby increase agricultural production. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. President of Colombia, Petro, says a group of police officers and oil field workers taken hostage during protests in Colombia's southern Caquetá province have been freed. Violence erupted on Thursday after residents blockaded an oil exploration company's compound. They were demanding its help to build roads in the area. Colombian leader Petro had called for the 79 officers and 9 Emerald Energy employees to be let go. A police officer and a civilian have already been killed during the unrest. Announcing the release of the hostages who were filmed sitting in a crowded room on the floor, Petro called on investigators to find those responsible for the 2 deaths. Interior Minister said earlier on Friday that they were killed by gunfire. The United States is to give $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine to boost Kyiv ammunition stocks depleted during its ongoing high-intensity war with Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this included high-precision HIMARS artillery rockets and howitzers, which Ukraine is usually using so effectively. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier stressed that artillery and cells were needed to stop Russia. The U.S. is also sending tactical bridges ahead of Ukraine's expected offensive. Meanwhile, Moscow on Friday maintained its months-long assault on Bakhmut with Russian mercenaries, claiming that they have practically encircled the city in the eastern Donetsk region. In his latest news bulletin, Ukraine's military said Russian troops continued their efforts to encircle the city, but numerous attacks were repelled in the past 24 hours. Nigeria's Supreme Court has ruled that old banknotes remain legal tender until the end of the year, bringing relief to millions affected by chaotic redesign of the Naira notes. The justices said that not enough notice was given to the public before the old notes were withdrawn. Not enough of the new notes were released, leading to widespread anger and frustration. Many people were unable to get cash to pay for food and slept outside banks. The policy was announced last October and the new notes were released in mid-December. People were initially given until the end of January to hand in all their old notes, although this had previously been extended amid the chaotic scenes. The court also berated President Muhammadu Buhari for not obeying a previous provision order to halt the policy until it decided the case. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Light snowfall is predicted at some places of high hilly and mountainous areas of the country today. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is possibility of light rainfall along with thunderstorm at some places of hilly areas of the country. The weather of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces to remain partly to generally cloudy due to general influence of westerly wind. Similarly, light snowfall has also been forecast at some places of high hilly and mountainous areas of the country on Sunday. Likewise, there is possibility of storm at some places of Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudupasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government raises price of raw milk by 9 rupees per litre. Foreign tourists increasing on the streets of Tamil and police officers taken hostage in Colombia freight. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.